Sydney FC kicks off round 11 of the A-League, aiming to open up a huge 8-point lead at the top of the table when the Sky Blues take on Melbourne City tonight. Much of the lead-up to the match has been overshadowed by speculation that Sydney coach Graham Arnold is set to be anointed as the new Socceroos coach to replace Ange Postecoglou. Arnold has denied the link with the job, preferring to focus on his team heading into the clash with third-place City. He says if his team does its proper preparation, there is no side in the country that can match them.
And I do believe the execution is the thing that is the most important thing for us at the moment. And I do think, and I do believe tonight we'll execute at our greatest. And when that happens, this team is frightening.
But according to Melbourne City coach Warren Joyce, his side won't go into the game fearing Sydney. In fact, he says the opposite is true.
Everybody's looking forward to this challenge. You know, you've watched them with admiration for a while. You know, they are a good side. They know the jobs, they know the roles, do everything well. But they're the tests you want in football. You want to go against those kind of sides and beat them.
The second-place Newcastle Jets will look to keep pace with Sydney when they welcome Adelaide United on Saturday afternoon. In the English Premier League, Manchester City's 15-match winning run will be put to the test when Tottenham visits the City of Manchester Stadium on Sunday morning. SBS will have live coverage of Leicester City's clash with Crystal Palace from 11 p.m. on Saturday night. The third test match is underway as the International Cricket Council continues its investigation into alleged match-fixing. The British tabloid newspaper The Sun released video footage purporting to show two illegal Indian bookmakers speaking about being able to fix games. Cricket Australia and the ICC have both downplayed the allegations. And plenty of former players, including Australian quick bowler Mitchell Johnson, have serious doubts about them.
I can tell you that the players that are playing here that I've played with would never even consider that kind of stuff. You know, we do all the integrity stuff every year, and I've just gone through it just recently, so yeah, I find that quite, yeah, an amazing claim. I couldn't imagine it ever happening.
But should any wrongdoing be proven by players collaborating with bookmakers, former Test batsman Joe Byrne says they'll be shown no mercy by the authorities.
There's no tolerance to that kind of thing. We know that it's not on. And, yeah, you'd like to think that if there is any match fixing, there's just a, you know, you're banned from the game. It's, like I said, it's not really part of the Australian culture.
The women's Big Bash players, meanwhile, have a weekend off to recharge their batteries before action resumes next Friday. The National Basketball League continues over the weekend, with the Perth Wildcats taking on the Brisbane Bullets on Saturday afternoon. SBS Viceland has live coverage of that match from 5:30 p.m. Then on Sunday afternoon, SBS will broadcast the struggling Sydney Kings against the Cairns Taipans. That match tips off at 3 p.m. John Baldock, SBS News.